Welcome to the Eden Podcast. I'm your host, Bruce C.E. Fleming, Executive Director of the True 316 Foundation, and our website is true316.com. That's TRU316.com. This is a special episode. We're going to take some time out and do some thinking back. We're going to look at some milestones. It's a milestone birthday for me, and Joy and I got married on my birthday some years back, and that was a milestone for sure. What happened on that birthday was something that, of course, changed our lives forever. As we got married on that birthday day, our anniversary day, we did not know what was ahead, but we knew that we wanted to follow the Lord. We wanted to love each other. We wanted to reach out to others. We wanted to glorify God. We moved to France for 2 years. And as we did, we didn't know what we were going to do. We didn't know where we were going. It was all brand new. So we asked for guidance, and people said, well, there's this one specialized school in the French Alps that teaches those who want to go into ministry. You'll learn not only how to say, please pass the butter, but you'll also learn how to say, have you ever heard of John 3:16? And we even learned Sunday school songs to sing and the hymns. And we learned about what happened during the Reformation. And we learned about the terrible years of persecution of Christians in France under Louis XIV and others. After that, we moved to the Congo for 2 years in the villages. We were planning to teach in the graduate level seminary for French-speaking Africa, and the leaders there said, well, you really ought to spend some time in Africa and get to know us before you go to do anything in the classroom. So we did, and our daughter Christy was born in the Congo, in Tandala Hospital. We lived in Tandala, we lived in Gemena, we lived in Goyongo. All of these places, we attended the church there. We were encouraged to get to know people. We were welcomed there. We were able to do Bible studies in our home and be involved in the local churches and the schools. After 2 years in Goyongo at the Bible Institute, we came back to the States for a year to visit the churches, to get to see our families. And then we were off to the Central African Republic and the Bangui Evangelical School of Theology. We again had some fantastic years there, and Joy was the professor of Old Testament studies. And as a preparation for her Old Testament studies, when we started out in France for doing our doctorates, she studied Genesis chapters 2 and 3, especially chapter 3, verses 14 to 19, where God spoke to the three who were at the tree. And especially it turned out that she focused in on God's words to the woman in Genesis 3:16. And that was very important, because when we got to Africa, people said, well, we like Genesis chapter 2, where God loves everybody, creates the Garden of Eden, puts them in it, walks with the man and the woman. But we don't think we just don't think so much about the God of Genesis chapter 3, because there's lots of terrible things going on there. And the couple, well, they fall, and then God curses everybody and chases them out of the Garden of Eden, and then they all die. So we have a mixed feeling about the God of Genesis chapter 3, as if there are two gods, one of Genesis 2 and one of Genesis 3. And Joy stopped and she said, in the Hebrew text and according to the word patterns in Genesis 2 and 3, God didn't curse the man and he didn't curse the woman. He just cursed the serpent and the soil. That was it. Those two. He didn't curse either person. In fact, it wasn't a fall, it was an attack. God didn't set the people up, with one leg shorter than the other so that, eventually one and then the other was going to fall over. No, they weren't. Everything was very good. They were attacked. And as a result of that, the man responded in one way. He wasn't deceived. He did it on purpose. And the woman responded another way. She thought she was doing something good, but she'd been deceived into doing that. So we had a first degree eater who ate on purpose, and we had a second degree eater who ate not on purpose. And God responded to them appropriately. There was a curse put on the ground because of the man, but there was no curse put on anything because of the woman. And as she explained that, the people there said, well, this is amazing. We want to, you know, tell us more. Maybe we need to take your classes. Well, over the years, what's happened is that that request or that desire has been fulfilled. We have been able to take Joy's research on Genesis 2 and 3, and especially 3:16, and put it into this podcast, the Eden Podcast. If you go to season 1, episode 1, you'll hear about a river that caught on fire. But the most important part of that is that you'll hear about what happened when people missed the literary links in Genesis 2 and 3, and they began to impose and import their own different ideas, and they made it look like God basically cursed the woman with pain in childbirth. But he didn't do that. In fact, God doesn't even talk about the pains of childbirth or the act of giving birth to a baby. That's not even in Genesis 2 or 3. And yet everybody is so sure that it is. Well, we encourage you to take a look at the Book of Eden. It's available online. You can get a copy. You can get a paperback copy of the Book of Eden. You can get a copy of the Kindle version, an ebook. You can listen to a copy of it as from Audible as an audiobook as well. And Joy's material has been translated as well into French. So if you want to read it in French, you can go there and you can type in Joy Fleming, and you will, her book will come up. So we encourage you to take a look much deeper. When we got married on August 13th, all of this was, it was maybe in the back of our minds. It was a question that Joy had always had. She said, what is it? Why are those verses so, seem so negative when I don't think that's what God is like, and I'm not sure what's happening here. And so as we dug deeper and deeper, and God provided us the opportunity to research and to get better tools for studying scripture, and then the time to do it, and then the chance to spread it. Well, we're really excited about that. You know, several years ago, I paused and I told the Lord, I would like to maybe consider, is there any new project or several projects you'd like me to do? And God said, yes, Joy's dissertation. If you'd like a copy of her dissertation, you can find that on our website too at true316.com/shop. But most of all, we just want you to know that God loves you. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's his promise. That has been true in our lives, and we rejoice. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Eden Podcast. It's a milestone celebration for us, and we wanted to share it with you.